Hey, hi, welcome to Father Seekers, a new podcast for fatherless fathers in today's world. My name is Scott Eastman. I'm your host, and joining me today, as always, is my great friend, Barry Edgman. Say hi, Barry.
Hey, my brother, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you? Thanks for inviting me along on this ride. I'm really excited about it.
Well, it is a long time coming, long time being developed, and now here we are to drop it into the lap of the world.
Yeah, I love that. So maybe could you just frame this up a little bit? I know that in our planning stages, in our planning meetings, we talked about like what this was all about and how it starts with the idea of restoring fatherhood's foundation to its original design. But like those are well-crafted words, but maybe you could expand on that a little bit and just let people know what they can expect, not just from this episode, but from future episodes of Father Seekers.
Sure. So growing up, I grew up fatherless, and for years, I always wished that I would have some sort of avenue or ability to share or help other guys, not, you know, just maybe a one-on-one thing, try to help them move forward in their fathering skills when they grow up fatherless. There's a fine art to fatherhood in general. To be a good father, there's just a fine art to it. And if you never had that dad to come alongside you and teach you how to speak, how to act, how to walk, how to deal with money, how to treat women, how to just be a good guy, then you have this absence in you. You have a void. You have a lack of reference point to be able to lead yourself, your family, and your children.
Yeah, I want to get back to that. Let's just take one small step back, though, and let's talk about like what's qualifying you, Barry Edgman. Like, I mean, you talked about how you grew up without your dad, but let's talk about more like what are your qualifications here?
You know, that's a good question. I've talked to several people about that, and one of those things is this: just in a brief sense, for 35 years plus, I've been a fatherless father. The other part of that is, I think growing up fatherless, you develop this history and this process and this lifestyle. Experience alone doesn't qualify one to be a spokesperson for a particular subject or topic. Mm. But what does qualify is when we take our experience and frame it and filter it and look at it through the lens of Scripture and redefine ourselves and redefine what we do and how we do it. So in short, that's sort of a fusion of my qualification. I've been a pastor for a long time. I was a youth guy for 20 plus years. So I had experience in tracking the effects of fatherlessness, not only in kids and students, but in the parents of students. Mm. And even, you know, there are on occasion women who listen to the podcast or other publications that we do, and they will say, look, I grew up without a dad. I got it. This is for guys. But what I want you to know is it's helped me, but it's also helped me understand my fatherless husband.
Mm, yeah.
Right? So it's a broad spectrum, and I never thought it would get to the point it is in size and scope. However, it's there.
Question. Yeah, there's a parallel here I want to draw, though. So a lot of people who listen to podcasts or listen to TED Talks or go to seminars led by someone that has a proven track record of vast and amazing success in a particular discipline or a particular area. Like they're like the greatest quarterback of all time, or they're the greatest salesman of all time, or they're the greatest teacher of all time. But I don't think that you're coming from the point, Barry, where you're saying I've proven to the world what a fantastic father I am. Like, I feel like you're coming from more like from a pastor's standpoint, saying, listen, I don't have this figured out either, but let me tell you the few successes that I've had and the number of challenges that I've had, and this is the path through it. Not from a path of, like, I'm an expert or that I'm the best at this ever, but instead, like, I've got this incredible passion and heart, you know, for showing the way.
Right. Just, I would never say that I'm the chief voice for fatherlessness or growing up fatherless. What I would say is that I've done a lot of things wrong or not good, not well. And I've seen that through the scripture, through research, through talking to other great dads. So it's more, I'm coming more from a vantage point of helper, advocate, shepherd, come alongside and say, look, I see this coming down the path here.
Yeah.
This was my experience. This is how I filtered and understood it through scripture. This is how I've researched it. And I want to share this information with you to help you grow into the great dad you were designed to be.
And I feel like there's, and this isn't in your notes, but it's in my notes, in my head. I feel like there's two stages to this. Maybe there's more, but there's at least two. The first is identifying like what it means to be a fatherless father, what it means like to deal with those ramifications first in you, to start addressing those hurts, that trauma, all that other stuff to like, because you can't just start with, I want to be different. I think that you've got to take a second and address the hurt or address the pain or address the cycle that may have existed prior to you. Because if you can't name it, and then you can't claim it and you can't shame it, right? Like you can't, you know, banish it if you can't identify it. And so I feel like the first step of fatherless, of healing fatherless fathers is addressing what's happened in the past. Is that fair?
Oh, sure. So one of the things that you and I had the opportunity to do was go through Journey to Wholeness. And that was a significant thing for me. That was just a tool that helped me understand what was going on and how to address it. But I think as we look overall, as we look at your question, here's one of the answers or part of the answer. And that is that we have to assess with a particular filter who we are and how we got here. I think that's what you're asking. And the question is, we got here not by our own fault, yet we're here. Now the assessment comes not based on our feelings, our emotions, or what we've been told or not told, or what we have or don't have, but what is the one source of truth that defines me as a man and defines fathers and defines the ultimate perfect model of a father? Well, it's the scripture.
Yeah, I love that. In what you were saying, it occurs to me that while we don't necessarily carry the blame for where we're at, we do carry the burden. And so if you're into the blame game, that's actually step pre-one. Like you've got to say, you know what? I'm not interested in blaming my dad. I'm not interested in blaming my mom for running off my dad. I'm not blaming anyone for whatever's happened. Blame will produce no good thing. Finding blame, assigning blame, punishing through your blame, like that's not going to get anything accomplished. But you do need to like realize where this burden comes from. And if you're blaming yourself, you've got to start there. Like it's not on account of you. You were lovable. It reminds me of Good Will Hunting, right? Where Robin Williams
really good movie.
And Matt Damon. And, you know, Matt Damon's just messed up. And was messed up since he was a kid because of his dad, because of family, because of all this other stuff. And, like, the climactic scene, of course, is in Robin Williams' office. And he's, you know, saying goodbye to Matt Damon. And he's giving Matt Damon a hug. And he says, it's not your fault. And then Matt Damon's like, shut up, Sean. And then, like, Robin Williams like, it's not your fault. And he's like, F you, man. And he's like, it's not your fault. And he's like, F you, it's not your fault. And there's this really great scene. Anyway, maybe overdramatic, but like I've been in that place. I've been in that place where like I needed to relinquish the fact that I was carrying the blame. And even though I need to carry the burden, I don't need to carry the blame. And so that's a big part of this process, I feel like. Is that fair?
Yeah. So the burden, I like the way that you said that the burden is ours to carry because it happened to us. But it's not our fault.
Right.
What happened, especially in childhood, we have the tendency to try to point a finger and blame. Look, here's the reality. It doesn't matter how we got to the rodeo, but we're here and we got to ride the bull. So yeah. Let's get our boots on and our cowboy hat and ride the bull.
Because here's what not riding the bull looks like. It looks like forgetting about the blame. It's forgetting about the burden. And then you're going to pass that on to your kids, right? This is just like, it's not pay it forward. It's pay it backward but forward, where you're like, I'm not going to deal with this. I'm not going to become a better person. I'm not going to overcome this. And so I'm just going to pass this non-dealing with it-ness to my kid, right? And what that looks like is violence. That looks like abuse. That looks like addiction. That looks like there's a bunch of crap that comes along with that, of what comes along with not dealing with it. So yeah, you're not to blame, but it's your burden to carry. And if you don't want to pass it on to your kids or have it spill out into your other relationships, you need to get on the bull. Like you got to.
Yeah.
And so if you're listening to the podcast, that's a sign to me anyway, that you're like, huh, I wonder what this is about or where this could start. And it doesn't sound like a fun place. Maybe you came and you were thinking that we're going to tell you how to teach your kid how to change a tire or change the oil in their car or how to open a door for a woman. That's not really what's happening here. Like, there's hurt. And the only way to stop the hurt and the cycle of hurt and the genetic core, like, of it is to your point, to start riding the bull.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that we have to address as fathers, period, whether or not you're fatherless or not, the fatherless part is just more the negative part of being a dad if you grew up that way. So what we're talking about, what you just said, was transference from one generation to another. Because if we don't address the effects of fatherlessness in our lives, then we will, in fact, transfer to our kids and they theirs. Somebody has to step into the generational line and say, stop.
Yeah.
It's going to stop here. I'm the in-between guy. I'm the guy who has one finger hand on the past and I've got one hand on the future. And it's like, I'm the guy. When I was in London, you ride the tube and you get off on the tube and you step off and there's this sign there. And there's this little red bubble that says, you are here. It's a direct, you're on a map. Where do you want to go from here? You can go anywhere, your choice. But for us, where we are, what this podcast is for, is to say, look, bro, you are here. Where are you going to go? Are you going to repeat and transfer the past through your wicked, twisted filter and make it worse? Or are you going to stop the cycle and say, I have to get the tools and the skill set to change not what happened, but to address it and then change the effects that it had on me so that I can be a great dad to my kids?
Yeah. Yeah. And the benefit, right, is again, we're talking about how you need to stop the cycle so it benefits your kids, but it also benefits you moving forward. Like, stop the cycle in you. The easiest thing in the world to do is to say, this is how my dad did it, and so I'm going to do it the same way. No one saved me. No one, you know, got me out of trouble. No one, you know, protected me from him or the way he fathered or didn't father or his abandonment. No one helped me, so my kid's just going to figure it out on his own just like I did. That is the easiest thing to do, but it's also the weakest thing to do. You're a soft bleep, 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 if you do that to your kids, mm-hmm. right? That if you just say, you know what? You just got to deal with it. I dealt with it. You just got to deal with it. And I can't imagine a more weak, soft, and selfish thing or a selfish position to take than to not want something better for your kids.
Well, sure. And when there's an option, when you have the ability to step in and change the future, change the destiny of your kids and yourself, and you or I don't take advantage of that, we're foolish and squandering life. We're not good stewards of it.
Yeah.
So then we have to fall back to the position you just mentioned, and that is, bro, I really don't care. You're just going to have to grow up and figure it out on your own.
Listen, this is for everybody, but if you're a Jesus person, you're going to answer for that. Like, when you get to the other side, to the other shore, God's going to ask you about that. What did you do to change things for your kid? I'm sorry for how things worked out for you, but what did you do to change things for your kid? And man, I'm scared of that. You know what I mean? Like, and so anyway, hey, we're already out of time for this podcast. And so maybe in episode two, maybe we can jump into the second part of what Father Seekers aims to do and how that looks like. This was already quite a bit, I'm sure, and so I hope it was enough for you to chew on, but maybe you're only halfway to work and you can just tune into episode two to finish your drive. Thanks for joining us. You can always find more information at fatherseekers.org and learn more all about everything that's going on. We'd love you to be part of the team.